In this episode, I hike on the Appalachian Trail to Charlie's Bunyan in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Here in East Tennessee, spring seems to finally be here. Only a couple weeks ago, the temperatures were still bouncing around from the 30s to the 70s. But the forecast indicates that we should be done with the freezing temperatures, and we're seeing temperatures in the 80s on a regular basis. Since our last episode, I built several raised beds and planted the young plants that I started from seeds in those beds. I had to get pretty aggressive with the deer fencing around those beds to keep the deer and all the other critters out. I sure hope that my plants do well so that I can enjoy lots of fresh veggies a little later in the year. I'm also trying to get some perennial fruit started here, so I'll soon be planting a fig tree to augment the blackberry and raspberry bushes I've already planted. Some wild turkeys have been visiting me frequently. They're a lot of fun to watch. I've also had a few shorter hikes since our last episode. One hike that I really enjoyed was the Point Lookout Trail in Panther Creek State Park. It's a loop trail with a little over 500 feet in an ascent. My hike there was a little over 2 miles long, and there's a great mountain and lake view at the top. Also, the temperature was very nice that day of the hike. There are actually a lot of fun trails in that park, so if you're in the area and have some spare time, check it out. I'd mentioned in an earlier episode that I have future plans to periodically interview people that I think our listening community would find interesting. I have had contact with various people that I think would be good candidates for an interview, but I haven't locked any down yet. Part of that process of booking a guest involves me vetting them to make sure they are what they represent themselves to be. From time to time, I receive requests from publicists asking me to interview their clients on this podcast. Most of the requests that I've received are not people that I think you would find interesting. However, one of those requests came from someone representing an author who is a lifelong hiker and an AT through hiker. As part of my vetting process, I read this person's book. As it happens, this person claimed to have hiked several areas that I had also hiked in recent years. However, there were several significant inaccuracies in the book related to geographical features described, as well as views from specific locations and details related to shelters and water sources. While these may have been honest mistakes made fuzzy in the author's memory from the passage of time, I decided that it would be best to pass on interviewing this person. However, this experience has made me wonder how many authors or podcast hosts misrepresent their hiking experiences to sell books or advertising. I think it would be easy to get away with it unless readers or listeners have had the same experiences that they have claimed to have had. Who is there to hold them accountable? Anyway, I'll continue to thoroughly vet anyone who might be a future guest on this podcast. Over 71 miles of the Appalachian Trail run through the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. In this episode, I return to the AT. This time, it will be for a 8-mile day hike to Charlie's Bunyan. This hike is known as one of the most popular hikes in the park. Charlie's Bunyan is a rocky outcrop that's well known for its spectacular long-range views. Story has it that Charlie's Bunyan got its name from Horace Kephart, who said it reminded him of the bunion on trail guide Charles Connor's foot. Kephart submitted the name to the powers that be, and it's now officially named Charlie's Bunyan on the U.S. Geological Survey maps. I wonder why Horace was paying so much attention to Charlie's foot. I don't know how I would feel about having a geological feature named after one of my body parts. This hike will start at Newfound Gap, where there is a rather large parking lot. Located deep within the park, Newfound Gap is also a very popular spot for tourists, as it has very stunning views. The elevation there is about 5,000 feet. My hike will be approximately 4 miles each way, with most of the hike being on the AT. It appears that the first 2.5 miles will be pretty much straight uphill, eventually rising to an altitude of over 6,000 feet. Then I'll hike downhill for about 1.5 miles to reach Charlie's Bunyan at an elevation of over 5,500 feet. Charlie's Bunyan is part of the Anakista Formation, which has some of the rockiest terrain in the park. I'll be able to see Mount LeConte, Mount Kephart, and Mount Goyet, which are all over 6,000 feet. Then, after a well-deserved break, I'll make the return journey. During the hike, I should see spectacular views of both the North Carolina and Tennessee parts of the park. I'll also pass an AT shelter near a natural spring called Ice Water Spring. I expect to see lots of hikers on the trail, as this is one of the hikes highlighted on the park website and also in many hiking guides. I also expect that I'll see a good number of northbound AT through hikers given the time of the year. Since most of this hike will be at elevations over 1 mile high, I expect that it might still be a bit cool for mid-April. This trail is considered difficult by most of the guides that I have read in preparation for this hike. The elevation gain on this hike will be a little over 1,600 feet. Just a quick reminder that if you plan on hiking in the park, you will need to purchase a park pass. So I made it to Charlie's Bunyan this morning pretty easily. I arrived at about 9:30 a.m. at the trailhead, which is off the parking lot of the Newfound Gap overlook. Tons of parking there, didn't have a problem at all. It was quite busy. There were quite a few people, mostly people just, you know, enjoying the view from the overlook there. I started on the hike. It was pretty much straight uphill for the first 1.5 miles. So that was by far the most challenging part of the hike. After that, it varied. There were parts of the trail that were actually downhill, parts that were uphill, but not for long periods of time, and believe it or not, parts that were kind of flat after you got up to the higher elevations. The trail, a lot of it seems to run along a very narrow ridge, and so you do get fantastic views of both the North Carolina sections of the park and beyond, and the Tennessee sections of the park and beyond. Just fantastic views all along the trail, and also up here at Charlie's Bunyan. Charlie's Bunyan is obviously a large rock outcrop. If that's what Charlie's Bunyan looked like, I feel very sorry for him, because I've never seen anything like that on a person's foot before. But anyway, a couple of highlights during the hike. I did stop by the AT shelter and looked at it. They had a privy there, which was closed because it was full. And I never really thought about that before. You know, what they do when these pit toilets get full. I would assume they just build another one, but apparently they haven't done that there. That particular shelter has the best view I've ever seen from an AT shelter. A lot of times they're very deep in the woods, and this one is not. It is kind of on a little clearing, and so you can see to the North Carolina side of the park and all the mountains on that side. The spring is very close by, and it's basically a pipe coming out of a spring covered with rocks,
and it's actually right in the middle of the trail, so that would be very convenient. Just a word of warning, never drink water straight out of a spring. Always have it treated properly, filtered, treated, boiled, however you normally do things to make sure your water's clean. Overall, the hike was very good. It wasn't as difficult as I thought it was going to be. Now, it might be different coming back because I already got in 4 miles and I got four more to go. But that's about it for the halftime report. I'm having a snack, taking a break. I've actually been breaking a little too long already, so I probably need to wrap it up in a few minutes and get going back to the Goose Mobile.
The traffic on the trail was busy on my return hike. I passed a pretty big number of northbound hikers, mostly day hikers, but also through hikers headed to Maine. I had fun talking with some of those hikers. I did pass a couple of struggling hikers on the return hike. That first 1.5 miles is pretty much all uphill, and it can take a toll on you if you don't hike a lot or you're not in good physical shape. On parts of the trail, there were significant amounts of running water. I suspect that given the elevation on these sections of the trail, it would likely remain ice-covered in the winter, making hiking on it pretty challenging and potentially dangerous. Another cool thing that I saw during the hike was at Icewater Springs AT Shelter, where they had permanently installed a cable system in the trees so you can easily hang your bear bags. That's a lot easier than trying to chunk a rope over a tree limb like I've always done. Maybe these are common now? I'm not sure, because it has been a couple of years since I backpacked on the AT. When I made it to the Goose Mobile on my return hike, it was about 73 degrees in the sun at Newfound Gap, so the temperature was great during the entire hike. That's one of the big advantages to spring hiking. My total round-trip mileage on my hike to Charlie's Bunyan on the AT was 8.28 miles, and it took me about 4.5 hours to complete. I think I could easily have shaved a half an hour off of that hike if I hadn't dilly-dallied and talked with people, but that's part of the fun of hiking. I agree with the online trail guides that this hike should be considered difficult, mostly because of the steady uphill grade that first mile and a half, but also because there are a lot of rocks on the trail, as well as small boulders you have to climb over in certain locations, so this hike's not for everyone. But I would recommend it for experienced hikers and those in good physical condition. I'll post some photos taken during this hike on Instagram where my name is Goosehiking. That's GOOSEAHIKIN. A final thought. Enjoying the great outdoors is most certainly exciting and fun, but please don't engage in strenuous physical activities that are beyond your capabilities or your physical condition. Make sure you're familiar with the wildlife you could encounter on your journey so you can be prepared. Also, make sure you wear weather-appropriate clothing, carry an emergency medical kit, water, and a map, and always stay on the trail. Happy hiking!